Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay! And we have our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. She is the goddess in the sky. That's how we all know her, because her voice comes out of the heavens. So, yes. I'll let you go first on what you would like everyone to do.
Oh, yeah, I was like, what do I do? Okay, yeah. There's weird energies, and we'll talk about those in a minute. But
I think we jumped timelines or something.
I think so. But everybody, please tell us where you're from, because that shines up your part of the grid. Really, really important. And it also, even more important to me, is that you're all seeing that where everybody's coming from, and you can see that you're not alone. And there may actually be people here in your area, but bigger than that, it's you're not alone. You are with like-minded souls.
Absolutely. And if you guys would like to ask us some questions, Tiffany's here to read those out loud to us. So put them in the comments section with the capital letters, Tiffany, all the way through capital letters, emojis, call her Goddess Tiffany, Princess Tiffany, Butterfly in the Sky, whatever name you can come up with her. But Tiffany needs to be capitalized. That way she knows it's a question. And then she will ask us the question and we will give you the answer. A answer. I don't know if it's going to be the answer, but it'll be a answer.
It'll be our answer.
It'll be our answer. Yeah. Exactly. So do we want to jump into the updates?
Yeah, I think that'd be good. And help. A lot of people earlier today were asking about the alignment of the planets. And so I didn't know if maybe you had looked into that more or anything about
that. I didn't really look into that, which is really interesting, because it kept, every time I hear it, I go, oh, I should go look at that. And I didn't.
And then you don't.
But what I did hear probably has to do with them all aligning. And that is that we're going to start identifying where we feel like we're victims in our own story, right? So we're going to have to get out of that victim mentality. We're going to be looking at what parts are not working and what part we're playing in that. And it's kind of like a get real with yourself time. And there's going to be some changes that come with that. Like, people are going to want to make changes. Things are going to fall away. But you're going to start, we're all going to start seeing, oh, well, that wouldn't be happening if I wasn't doing this, you know? And so then you'll see the part you're playing in, what you're experiencing, and you can change it. So kind of aha moments and different things like that are going to be going on over this period, where we're just going to start really figuring out what direction we want to go and what it's going to take to get there. And, you know, some things will be career moves, some things will be relationship stuff, but it's going to be kind of self-centered. You're going to center it on you. And you're going to figure out, you know, what's working, what's not working. What part are you playing in it? Where do you feel like a victim? Correct that, because you're not a victim. What do we say? It's not happening to you. It's happening
for you.
Yeah. And so that's kind of the energy update is, you know, you're just going to do some deep dive self-evaluation and get rid of the things that aren't working and do a little purging and reevaluating.
Yeah, that's really good. So we've been seeing these things getting closer and closer. So it's like different roles that are playing. So I like this one's really coming in to, like you said,
honing it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And taking accountability, being accountability for what you've been doing, playing your part. I mean, we all play these parts. We all play the parts, and every so often it has to come up in our face to go, hey, just what are you doing? Or you need to look at this. What are you trying to teach yourself? See, all these things, if they're showing these things, it's stuff you're trying to show yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about the mirroring, what's going on around you, what are you seeing? Because, you know, Julia and I can look at the same exact thing and she'll use her filter and I'll use mine, and we'll see two extremely different things out of it, you know, have different experiences, because it's, that would be my mirror of what it was supposed to show me and what it's supposed to show her. It's just the way it works. So,
That's how we can say there's different realities. So we all have different realities. It's based on our filters and how we, our belief systems, our filter is our belief system. So it's all these things that we choose to look at things with. And like you said, the mirroring, you know, those you have to look at all of that. You absolutely have to look at all of that. You can't just throw things and just say, hey, it's all your fault. No, we have to take our part in it.
So there's going to be a lot of that going on, I think. And it's what I want to say is when this is all happening, let's be gentle with ourselves and with others that are going through it, because it is a deep dive. And I think it's kind of, it's like all those things you haven't looked at that are coming to the surface. It's hard. And so, just let's all have some compassion for each other and love for each other. If you're seeing the loved one go through it, you're going through it, whatever. Take some time. And
Yeah, absolutely.
I found that, today wasn't like that, but earlier this week I found myself getting kind of like grumpy at things, just like really irritable. And I'm just like, what's going on? And what I end up doing is just walking away from the thing that it was a program I was working with on the computer that just,
That happens a lot.
yeah,
Walk away, step
I just
away.
had to walk away. And I was like, for whatever reason, I need to not be doing this right now. And I separated myself from it and just went and kind of sat and relaxed and did something else and drank some water. Hydrating is a good idea.
And breathing.
Breathing and just not taking the world so serious. And so if you find yourself doing that, getting kind of caught up in it, separate, breathe, and don't take life so serious, right? Water. She meant water. Drink water.
Interpret it however you want.
What's it about? Oh my goodness. Anyways, you guys, so glad you're all here with us tonight. And so good to see everybody on a
And
Friday
what do you want
night.
them to know? Did you already tell them that? Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Want them to know?
You missed it. Yeah, I already told them,
I
put 10
remember you
capital
saying.
letters.
No. Oh yeah, about that. But I thought they usually have to open up their Facebook feed or
Yes. If you are on
anymore.
Facebook, I do see Facebook things coming up over here on the
Oh,
other
okay.
side.
Well,
I have
maybe
two
it's okay
screens, you
now.
guys. So maybe you guys have figured it out, or maybe you've been here before and that's why. But if you are on Facebook and you want to ask a question, make sure you have it opened up in its full form and not just in the Facebook stream. That way we're for sure to get the question, because we have it all go to one hub from multiple different live streams. And so we want to make sure Tiffany gets your message, open it up in its full form to ask the question. And if you go to YouTube, just make sure it's mine. And no, I do
Carpet.
have to say, you guys have been pretty awesome lately, coming in and commenting and bringing in some really cool questions and comments. And both Julia and I have competing little YouTube pages that we have a little bit of fun with a little bit of competition in there, who
Friendly
gets more,
competition.
yeah, who gets more people in the live show. And so, come on, guys. This is where it's really important for you to play favorites. Favorites right here. Okay, you guys. Whew! Is it time to bring Tiffany in
I
with
think
where's
it
everybody from? Last week we talked too much. We didn't get to do
That's
that.
true. That's true. So we need to get through all this part. Let's go ahead and acknowledge everybody because we love you, and then we'll get to your questions very quickly.
Oh, like that very quickly. We're gonna just.
Well, first, I want to be selfish and say, Tracy, I'm going to need you to get out of your funk within a week, and you know why.
Well, okay, that was
Get out of your funk. That funk was earlier in the week. I'm good to go.
okay, good to hear.
That's right.
All right, so I have a cat
Speaking
in
of, let's
front of
not mark
me.
gripey or grumpy, Tracy.
You've seen me in a bad mood, Tiffany. It's not that bad.
I know you've seen me in a bad mood too, so
Yeah.
you know.
All good.
All
Anyway.
right. We have California, Spain, Florida, Arkansas, Michigan, Ontario, Ohio, Tucson, New York, Portland, Oregon.
Oh,
Maine. What else do we got? Colorado, Mississippi, the Philippines,
wow.
Idaho, Washington State, Houston. Hello, Texas. Trinidad.
Nice. This is where Julia usually
Montana.
starts looking like popcorn. Yeah, when they're all over the world like that, so you can visualize that, right? You can see everybody all over the place, and that is you're lighting up your grid. You're shining your light.
Yeah.
I was
Norway.
visualizing is what I was doing. See, I was seeing where everybody's from. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Missouri.
That's real close.
The foothills of the Sierra Nevada mountain range. I just wanted to
Well,
say the
that
whole
just
thing.
sounds fancy.
It
Yeah.
right? North
Sounds like a Western.
Carolina. Dare I say Michigan? We got a Michigan. We got some more Canada, Iowa, New
Super. All right.
Hampshire,
Yeah.
Australia. I don't think I said Australia,
Oh,
so
yeah.
there
All
you go.
right. Cool. Very cool.
You guys are everywhere. Love it. Hello, Oregon peeps and
All my Midwest
Arkansas
peeps.
peeps. Yeah.
Arkansas, Missouri,
Northwest.
Missouri line right here, so
It's so good to hear where everybody's from, and it is. It's kind of fun to light that up in your mind and just see how. I'm over in Oregon. Julia's in Arkansas. And so when we are hearing about people, say the Philippines or even just like other areas near us, it's so fun to just think of how close we are and how far apart we are, and yet how we're all here. It's
yes.
just kind of cool.
I think it's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are cool. Quiet.
Glad you're here with us. That's the main thing.
That's right. That's right. And as long as you're watching from YouTube on my channel. I see you guys. Come on in, ask your questions.
That note, Tiffany, do we have any questions?
Oh, you're already ready for questions?
I think we feel like we're gonna be on top of things today and rapid fire answers. So,
Okay, well, I got a good one to start you off.
okay.
Okay. Are Julia and Kaya still doing Facebook show at 11 o'clock on Fridays?
We just haven't done it the last 2 weeks. Like today and last week, we didn't do it for various reasons. But yes, we are still doing them. So just stay tuned. There's some, if we don't do it, there's some reason for it. There's some, just something conflicting. So that was it. But yes, we are.
There it is. See how fast that got answered? Do you want me to make
Easy
up an
peasy.
answer? I can make up an answer for that.
No, I have one for you.
Oh, okay.
Tracy, are you still doing your daily shows at 11?
I don't have a daily show at 11.
Oh, or do you? Or will
Or will I? Maybe is this a
you?
future timeline?
Is this a Tiffany made-up question?
Oh, totally. Yes.
Oh.
I
Thank you,
forget that you can't
Tiffany.
see me and you don't
I
know
just
that I'm
thought maybe
joking.
this was a future thing. This is going to be fun. Oh, I got a show at 11. That's nice. Could you imagine me doing something every day? I don't know.
That would be, I don't know how the people that do that, I don't know how they do it. That would be,
That's a lot of subjects to come up with.
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot more work than it looks like. I know we look like we're just sitting here and just having fun, and we are,
We
but
are.
there's work involved in it. So,
Yeah.
energy. There's a lot of energy.
There is. That's very, very true. All right. What do you have next for us?
Would you like,
Well, we
let's
get choice.
see. Yeah, you get a choice. Would you like body questions or other?
Well, I'm going to say other.
Well, that's the feeling I had too, and then we can sprinkle in body questions or just put them at a point that feels appropriate. We'll let
Okay,
you.
there we go.
So this is from David. Tiffany, I've always used for myself and suggested various kinds of stones and crystals for others. As I'm doing my level one training, my stones are screaming to me to include them. Any recommendations or experiences you can share?
Include them in your sessions. I'm guessing is what he's saying.
I would assume also.
Oh, is that being handed off to me?
I was handing off to you because first I was thinking, well, that's a you question because it's on the crystals. But when
Oh.
it comes down to QHHT, adding crystals to a QHHT session, that's a me question. So,
I was trying to decide how to take that. I have crystals in my
okay.
session room, but I don't use them as part of the session.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. You can have them because that's for you. That's creating your space. And you just want to be careful, like with scented things or things like that, because that affects, some people might be allergic to that, and it also can affect some things that happen in the session. But you don't need to use the crystals to do anything in a session. That's they can just be there for your ambiance and for your sake. I mean, I know it's energy they are amplifying, things like that, but you don't use them. I know some people want to do all these. Mom would call them bells and whistles, and you don't need any bells and whistles.
I know, I was going to say it's all the power of suggestion, you guys. It's like, none of that's needed. And, the most powerful tool any of us have is our minds. Said flat out, that's it. The most powerful tool we have is our mind and the mind of our client. And so do these things add, like the stuff I have in my office was actually gifted to me, and so it's there because it was a gift. I don't feel like we need to add those kind of things, but I mean, if somebody comes in and they ask, like some people wear crystals around their neck and a little their little pouch and things, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's not needed, but yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything either. So,
Yeah, just don't make it part of your session.
yeah, don't make it part of the session like it's a ritual you do. No, it's not needed. And it's, yeah, that session is structured very well, and you don't need outside things to add to it at all. Good.
Good.
All right. That was probably a good question that you were probably were not the only one that needed to hear whatever we were saying around that. But yeah, it's perfect. Okay, Tiffy. Miss Wonderbug in the sky, what do you have for us?
Thank you to the great, beautiful, and positive energy that is Tiffany.
No, you guys do this really well.
Well, I'll give them a pass. They actually said Tracy, but they meant to put Tiffany, so I'm stealing
I think I'll take a little bit of it too. It feels good.
All right, I'll share. It was a Freudian slip, I'm sure.
Yeah, had to be.
Is every dream our souls going on an adventure elsewhere, regardless of how nonsensical it may seem? Is our memory of dreams important?
Okay, first of all, use the
Interesting.
word every. Anytime you use an all-inclusive word like that, you know the answer to the question. It's like the answer is no.
Yeah. Now, sometimes our subconscious gives us symbolic things in our dreams so that we can work out problems in our everyday life. And sometimes we're on a journey, and sometimes we get a visit from a loved one. So there's many different kinds of dreams you can have. So, yeah.
They're different dimensions. Exactly. You're exploring different things. Many times it's what you just went through that day, or you're getting ready to go through in the next day. So you're working things out. Sometimes you're doing previews or like dress rehearsals for what you
Yeah.
do. And so that can be some of the deja vu that we feel.
How many times you do a, I think I'm going to sleep on it, and the next morning you have the answer.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Because you're working
So,
through all the stuff. Yeah.
yeah. I talked about dream analogy before, and there's nice dream analogy books out there. Find one that resonates for you. I encourage people to keep dream journals because there really is a lot of symbology in our dreams, and we really do like. When I started keeping a dream journal, I would have the wildest dreams. And then I'd be like, why did that dream make me feel the way I did? It didn't make any sense. I'm driving a semi truck down a windy road, and there's off roads and mountains, and like, I don't get it. What was it? And then I would go look up all these symbols that were in it. And it would be exactly what I needed, you know. And so get a dream book that helps you with the symbols, or Google it and find your what your symbols are, and go with the one that resonates for you. The other thing is, you know, what did you feel like it meant in the dream?
Well, I was also going to say, what were your feelings in the dream? So when you said feel, yeah, how were you feeling about what was going on? Because that's indicating stuff, you know.
And here's the other thing is, it's kind of like when people want to learn psychic things, and I tell them, go get a deck of oracle cards and kind of play with them to the point where you feel like you kind of know what each card means without looking it up. And then spirit can kind of use these things to help you with psychic impressions, right? We're giving them tools. So if you get a dream book, you kind of have tools, right? And they can use them. Just like our bodies, the right side, the left side, you know. Which you know,
What are they
elbow,
using?
shoulder, you know, they're using our references as ways to talk to us. And so they're doing the same thing in dreams. So if you have some symbols or some knowledge there, then your higher self or spirit team or whatever you feel like is influencing that, can bring in some symbology that you can look up and get the message that they're hoping to get to you, or that you are hoping to get to
I don't
you.
know about you.
It's all about you. Yeah, I was corrected in that. You were trying to get that message to you. It's your higher self doing that. So yeah. Dreams are cool. Write them down. Look them up. How do you feel about them?
And I think, like you're saying, like as you when you're doing a journal, just anything that you're bringing attention to it. So when you do that, then you'll start noticing much more that's going on in them. And I had a wild dream last.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was now.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun when I used to keep track of the dreams and look them up, and it does, it kind of opens you up to remember them. The more you journal, the more you're going to remember next time. So I think it's a big help, and it is a cool way to get some information.
Yep.
So
Very good. Tiffany, go ahead and ask a body thing, because in case there has to be some back and forth question a little bit, it gives us a little bit of time to do that.
I was going to because Tracy brought it up.
I know, she gave the perfect segue.
Exactly. So I have calluses on my left hand. Does the placement hold more meaning? Example, the biggest is above the center of my heart line. Thank you all. So it's a kind of twist on a body question.
It is. That's interesting. Okay, well, first of all, being the left hand, the left has to do with the past. So the message, whatever message it is coming from your past. Now, that's interesting that you noticed that the callus is above your heart line. So that, see, that's where you see you get indications, and the fact that you're placing it there and you're making that what you notice, then that is what gives it meaning to me. So, is that saying that in the past, and maybe wherever this message is coming from, that maybe you were a little more calloused in the love department?
Maybe the left hand is also the feminine side of the body, right side masculine, left side feminine. Now I'm going into the psychic reading parts of things, and so there could be that. Is there somebody that is feminine that you're having a calloused heart over? Could be a mother figure. It could be a lot of different things, but yeah, it would be interesting to know more about that. So it's kind of like, but when I do readings with people with the mediumship, the left side's the mother's side, the right side's the father's side. And yeah,
And
also.
I've heard that from, like, it seems like a couple other people, but I have never gotten it with my thing, with what I do and my messages and stuff. But that doesn't derail us. I mean,
Right.
this is,
Yeah.
but
So the.
this is, yeah. Go
Yeah,
ahead.
it just popped in to share that it could also be
Yeah,
that.
could be.
And also in that,
If you're saying the mother side, that could be someone from your past. See, it could be
right,
there.
someone from the past, but could be mother's side, or feminine. The feminine could be a feminine person that this callus is coming from. Also, the left side is the side you receive from.
That's
So
true.
right side is giving, left side is receiving. So there's a lot of different things to put together there as we're talking to you and you're listening to that. What's resonating? What's ringing true? And what's kind of like, nope, that's not it. Oh, that might be it. And that's, this is where we put it back on you. What is your intuition
Emotion.
telling you?
Yeah, it's yours.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, yeah. So put it all together. You've got, there's definitely a connection with the heart line, right? That callus in the heart line.
Well, just because you worded it that way. Just
Yeah.
because I'm
Yeah,
assuming.
that felt accurate though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I have, that was really interesting. So to even notice that's why you notice it. So that's what makes sense to me. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, hopefully what we said helped. So we'll see. We'll see if there's any feedback to that later. So yeah.
I just wonder if there's any other symptoms that would help to reinforce that. Sometimes we get things in several places and they're trying to get the message through.
Yep. Rough patch.
Thank you.
Rough patch. So, all right, Mrs. Pretty in the Sky, what you got for us now?
Would you like the next body question or you want a break?
Now we can go ahead, and then that way because sometimes there is, like even this one, there's some give and take here.
Yeah.
This is from Juliet, Goddess Tiffany. Right muscular hip pain and right knee pain for almost 3 years. Any ideas?
Yep, have lots of ideas. So on the right, it means right now. And I know you're saying over the last 3 years, you're like, wait a minute, how can that be right now? But it means something, you have to go back to when it started and what was going on in your life. But being that it's the hip and the knee, so any part of the leg has to do with walking on your path. So something happened then that maybe you got off course and it's trying to say, hey, get back on course, get back on course, get back on course. And this has been going on for 3 years. It's been trying to get you back on course. So something, I would ask you what happened, what was going on in your life? Don't look at like, oh, I had an accident or oh, I had this and this caused it. What was going on in your life 3 years ago? Just period. Okay.
I know I'm waiting for that answer, but it's going to take a second, isn't it?
Wait, it will. We
But
can
that
talk.
is kind of fun to get the backstory a little bit more to. So if you guys do ask physical questions, that is something maybe to put out there is give some details to it if you can as to when it started and what might have been going on.
Well, they don't always know because that is the question. And many times people think, oh, I have to associate it with an event that caused this pain. And that's not what I'm looking for. It's like, what was going on in your life at that time, period. And so, and only if you want to share. It's
Yeah.
only if you want to share. So, but this will give great clues as to what this is about. But something happened back there. You got off course and your body's trying to tell you to get back on course.
And I think Tracy saw it, so you can go ahead, Tracy.
Oh no, you do
She says she's been wanting to divorce, even separated, then got back together.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So your body's trying to tell you. I'm just saying your body's trying to tell you.
Yeah, and
So
it's
talk to your body and ask it what it wants you to know. Talk to your leg, talk to your whatever you want to do, just ask it, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? Your body has the answers because it's
another
your.
wonderful thing to do is a QHHT session where you
Absolutely.
have a facilitator helping you with those
They
questions.
will ask you those questions. Yes, they will
And
ask you.
they'll ask more questions and more questions.
And they'll get to the
Yeah.
bottom of it.
So, yeah, that'd be a great thing to do as well. Okay. Beautiful. I'll try not to peek over there anymore, Tiffany. I'm not looking.
Well, you just keep setting me up. I mean, let's just continue this.
Why
So,
not? Yeah.
Diamond in the Sky, Tiffany, any
Beautiful.
advice for someone getting ready to begin the level one QHHT classes?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
It
What do
is
you
good.
got for him?
just be open-minded, be recite receive bleh, be receptive, be teachable. You're going to be presented with things that are out of the box. Maybe new thought to you, maybe completely new thought. I've not ever seen anybody. We get so many wonderful reviews from people that have completed it. Nobody's ever said, "Oh my God, this took me by surprise, and I had to really, get ready and everything." I've never seen that. So I really don't think you have to do a lot to prepare. You just be open-minded and just, allow yourself space and the time to do it.
I think when you get into the practice sessions, that's the trickier part. Who do you end up practicing on? Family and friends, and they're kind of the hardest clients. So I'll just tell you, if you could find, you're going to practice on those people, that's great. Just if it feels like it's a little bit harder, it's because it is. They're not the best clients, but you will get other clients and they'll come in. So just relax and give yourself the space and time to learn and play with it a little bit. You're going to do a great job and you're going to love the work.
Oh yeah. When we tell you to go, we say practice on your family and friends in the beginning. We say that because they're the easiest ones you have
You
access to,
get to volunteer.
right? Yeah. But then I, as we go further, I don't tell you this in level one, but in level two, when you get that far, it's like, okay, people are like, "Oh my gosh, it was so hard to work with them." And it's like, I never said you had to be perfect with them. It's just a practice. So you're just trying to get through. You go through the process. This is something. Anytime you learn something new, you got to practice, 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 practice. And that's what this is. It's about getting through it. It's not about having miraculous things happen. They might, but your family is a different, your family and friends, they're different. You have a different relationship with them. So that's what causes any issues that are going there. It's perfectly fine. Just look at it as I'm practicing both and have your family and friend do that too. I'm just practicing. Let's just pretend we're strangers and let's just have fun with this. Let's go with it. It'll be fun.
You'll do great with it, and I think you'll just really find that you enjoy where this takes you. I've talked to a lot of different people where they're like, "Oh, I took my training for QHHT and I had a few sessions on me, and now I'm just wide open, like blah blah blah." And so, make sure to get your own sessions done too, because you do you it cracks you wide open. So,
Where's a good place for
in a
them
good
to,
way.
how is a good place for them or a good way for them to get their own sessions?
A good way to get your own sessions, please go to qhhtofficial.com. And if you want to find an intern or someone in your area, you just type in where you would like to have that session at. It'll give you all the options. I do like to shout out to the interns because, they're doing their best to get their sessions and their practices in. So practice with each other. It's
And
great.
I was trying to do a shout out. Actually, I thought you were going to pick up on it. We must not be on the same wavelength today. But although we thought we were because we picked out the right colors. So but anyway,
Wait, let me see if I can get it. Is it the retreat?
no, well, that could be one, but no. What's the other thing that you're always promoting?
Oh, the companion class. Go to the companion class. Sorry, Monica.
I'm trying.
Shout out about the companion classes that are coming up because those are amazing to go to. And there's several of them up right now, I believe. So go to the website and find a companion class, and then you got a level three practitioner guiding you through these different, you're going to take the class and practice and all the good things. So
So you get a
so
Q&A
now
and
you got a whole lot of ideas about practice. Anyway, so all the shout outs, but and level one, what a fun place to be right now. You're going to go explore and experiment with, finding your people and doing your sessions, and it's going to be a good time. You'll like it. And come to the reunion slash retreat in Asheville. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people, and you can do sessions with each other there too. So there.
I'm
Now I
here
got
for
it
you.
all out of my
Somewhere else,
system.
we will be having one in the Europe area later in the year. We're still working on it.
Very cool. See, that felt good to get that all out, didn't
Yeah.
it? Next time, pass me a note.
Okay.
Think that's not what I meant. Oh my God. Okay, sometimes. All right, Miss Tiffy Tiff in the sky, the beautiful goddess with butterfly wings.
Well, this person upped you. They said Cosmic Queen Tiffany, so
One is really good. I should write that one down.
you should. Like I've
Yeah.
told you so many times to come up with so many names for me, and you
I
never
know.
do.
Everybody is up at me. It's embarrassing.
I'm very creative.
Just kidding. It's great. I love seeing what everybody's coming up with. Why do I feel so darn ordinary most of the time?
Interesting.
You've put that in just the right tones too. Why do I feel ordinary?
As opposed to extraordinary, I guess, or
Well, and
what?
I'm specifically not saying who it's fa from because I feel this is a general message for anyone.
Well, maybe. Why do I feel so ordinary? I think most of us, that's where we are most of the time. And we have to be reminded that we're great and powerful beings because we don't, that's not something we carry around with us all the time. It's the ordinary thing. I'm
Well,
just.
and I think the more we understand who we are, like in the beginning of your mom's information, we're all like, oh my God, yes, there's so much more. And we're so excited to find out more and more and more. And now we're there. We found out more and more and more. So now it's our new normal. So
We do,
maybe it's just our new normal. And it's like, okay, yeah,
settling into who you are.
we're great godlike beings and we're more than
Yeah,
just
no,
fleshy
duh.
body. No. But yeah, that could be part of it. I'm just trying to see if anything else comes into me for that feeling ordinary. I mean, you are extraordinary. We're all extraordinary. That could be an interesting question for a session. Because it feels like there is possibly something there that you could look at and yeah, and get some more information on. So, but
Maybe you're between projects
that
and
has been a big thing. We've talked about that before. Yeah, where you kind of winded down on something you came here to do, and the new thing hasn't started up yet, so you're just kind of in limbo.
little
That could be.
blah or whatever. Maybe is that ordinary? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said maybe we
Nothing
feel ordinary
ordinary.
because we're releasing the drama.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
that's a good
remember that.
point. Yeah, well
I was
said.
wondering if
I'm gonna cheers
ordinary was
to
another word for a muggle. Isn't that what they Harry Potter,
that.
like mortals? It's like,
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what his meaning meant, but yeah, I mean, I feel, yeah, maybe it's just something between things. And we can't be on that constant go and creation. I mean, we have to have our rest periods. Our body needs it. Probably our mind too.
Oh, yeah, I agree. All right. I agree with that. And I like that idea that it's because we're releasing all that trauma and drama and things that spike the energy and bring it up and down.
Yeah.
And it can just be ordinary. I think it's a good thing.
I do too.
Yeah. All right. Wait, what was it? Galactic Goddess?
I think so. Cosmic.
Cosmic, so
Cosmic.
close. Oh. I didn't write it down. Can you tell? Okay, Cosmic Goddess, what's next?
Mermaid from a magic planet, Tiffany.
Ooh.
They nailed it.
I keep attracting liars and duplicitous people. I just wanted to say that word. That's the only reason I chose this
I
question.
don't blame you. That was a
And
good
I
word.
get hurt and leave. Any insight to how this is happening for me, not to me? Is it
Yeah,
mirroring me?
could you read it again?
Yep. I keep attracting liars, duplicitous people, and I get hurt and leave. Any insight to how this is happening for me, not to me? Is it mirroring me? Sorry, I'm having a hard time saying that word.
Yeah. Yeah, it's triggering you or challenging you, if the word trigger is a trigger. It is challenging you to look at that. I mean, we're saying liars, and I can't say the word that you said.
Duplicit,
duplicit people. Is that right?
Duplicitous.
Duplicitous. That is such a cool word. Are those words of judgment to the other people? Maybe look at that because that would be a mirror. Why are you calling them liars? Why is it this experience is coming in, and why is that the trigger? Where has that happened to you before? Or where might you be judging that? Or where might you have done that before and you haven't forgiven yourself? There's a lot of different mirrors to look at, right?
Yeah.
So.
Now, something we've talked about this before too, whenever we talk about the mirror and the way we present things to ourselves is because so we can look at them when things are we're trying to understand about ourselves. And many times it's hard to see it within ourselves, so we place it outside. And that's what we talk about the mirror. But what I noticed about the mirror, what we do is we put things there that are like to an extreme of what we're trying to understand. So it might be a piece of us that's like that's why it's difficult to see, maybe, is because it's not real obvious in ourselves. So we place like a very obvious thing outside of ourselves so we can look at that. So to go looking for are there places that maybe you're lying to yourself? That's what just came in. It's not necessarily that you're lying, it may be something you're lying to yourself. And I don't know about you, but I'm really good at that. I think humans in general are really good at lying to themselves.
Yeah, most of the time when I have things like that happen and I have to say, okay, why is that happening for me? What am I not seeing here? One of the first things I'll say is, am I doing that somewhere to someone else and I don't realize it? Or, is this something, that I'm not seeing for me? Where am I doing that to myself? And you will find your answers. When you start doing that, you'll start to realize, oh, this is happening to me over here because I did that to this person over here. And I didn't like, I wanted to learn from that. I wanted to do better. I wanted to know what that felt like.
I want to be on the other side of the receiving
Yeah.
end.
I went through that with my divorce where, you go through a divorce, you kind of judge the other person a lot. And
Absolutely, you do.
it's like, oh, he did this, he did that, he did this, and blah, blah, blah. And in truth, it's like he just didn't feel the same way anymore. And it just wasn't, he did the right thing by
We're both
going in the
done
divorce because,
your life. We're done with the chapter.
It's just, yeah. So, anyways, I ended up in a relationship where I felt the way that he was feeling towards me. I felt that way towards this other relationship. And I'm like, oh, I see what happened here. I needed to understand his side so that I would let that go, and quit judging that and whatever I was doing with it. So sometimes we'll set ourselves up to have experiences to see the flip side of the coin. Put her walk in the other person's shoes, maybe in a different setting, in a different environment, but we're getting the same experience. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how it's working for you.
So there's a plan, and your higher self is putting it together for you. Trust that higher self knows what it's doing,
Absolutely.
and start forgiving,
Yes.
and start forgiving with
Yourself,
yourself
first of
first.
all. Absolutely, yes.
That's where it begins. So, all right, your turn to call the cosmic goddess lady in the
Gosh.
sky.
Oh, beautiful, precious daughter of mine. How about that?
Let's see if it worked.
I'm here.
worked.
I'm debating on a couple questions. Well, so we've had, I think, I'm not going to go into the specific questions, but they have to do with discernment. I don't
Okay.
know if you guys want to talk about discernment, and this
Certainly.
goes the full spectrum of people in your life to, people that you see that you may look up to or stuff like that, or that are selling their wares for something. So go with that.
Okay. So yes, use your discernment. What you believe you will experience, right? So if somebody's selling something that is helping you or clearing something or blocking something, and that feels good to you, it's working for you, right? Like, I don't know how to say this without making it sound like I'm saying you don't need it. You might need it. You might like it. I know that when we were going through the lockdowns and stuff, and people were asking questions about that stuff, it was like, well, if you believe this is going to help you, it will. And if you believe it's going to hurt you, it will. It's your belief systems, and it's okay to have them. I create them all the time because I'm like, I want to believe for great and amazing things to come in. So I want to believe for this, you know, and so I'm believing for it. So if you want a house full of crystals because you believe in the energy and the magic that they create, because I think they're fascinating. I'm sitting here with one right in front of me right now, creating abundance for me. It's kind of fun to have these little objects and things. And we are in the human experience. And so we're here experiencing being humans, and we get to do all kinds of things with that. But if it's something that doesn't sit right with you, trust that. Just because somebody's saying blah, 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 doesn't mean that's feels right for you, and it might not. And you might want to try something different or do something different or listen to somebody different. So discernment. That's my speech on.
I think that's the biggest thing is like, you know, if something just doesn't resonate with you, it doesn't matter who it's coming from. It may be somebody that you really admire, but if something just doesn't ring true for you, that's okay. That piece doesn't resonate with you. That's your discernment working there. It's just pay attention to that. It's oh yeah, absolutely trust it. That's it doesn't resonate with you. It doesn't mean it's not true. It may be true for that person. It may be true for that person, but if it's not right for you, then don't take it.
I play with these once in a while. What are these? They're little dowsing rods. And you hold them and you ask them. You can ask them to give you directions or yes, no questions. But if I play with them for too long, or if I ask too many questions, or the questions start getting elaborate or whatever, it starts to not feel or resonate, right? And so that's when I know to set them down. I've got the information I need and go set them down, because otherwise I'm starting to just cloud the answer anyway. But I have to use my discernment there and say, okay, at this point, I think I've just asked too many questions. Now my ego's getting in there. Now all these other elements are getting in there. And I know I have to know when to set those things down or when it feels right. Like I can ask a pendulum or the device a question, and it doesn't always resonate. The answer doesn't always resonate with me. And that's what I got to trust first. What's resonating? So just because you have a tool that says yes or no, or gives you guidance, doesn't, if it doesn't feel right, trust that.
Yeah, something else that came in while you were saying that was look at what you're feeling also with it. I mean, like when you start asking a lot of things, if you're doubting, you know, doubting, if you're putting in different conflicting questions or different, see, that's shedding doubt on things. You may be trying to get clarification. Well, there's clarifying questions you can ask. But sometimes we ask these questions that conflict, and we do it to the universe all the time. We send conflicting messages out there, and we wonder why we don't get anything. It's like it wants a definitive, and that's where these things. So that's your discernment. Also, it's just if you're shedding doubt, if you're starting to feel that way, I feel like that's what that is. It's like it's just coming in with crazy now. You're attracting
Absolutely.
it.
So you are the strongest tool you have. Again, your mind, your body, your intuition. As the more you learn to trust it and hone that in, and guess what? You play with the tools and you start getting yeses and nos, and you're like, well, the pendulum said yes, but I just didn't feel right. But since the pendulum said yes, I went ahead and did it. Well, guess what? You learned from that. And so next time when something like that comes around, you get a yes and you're not feeling it, you're going to listen to that instead of the yes. And so it's still teaching you. So, I mean, you can't do it wrong.
Good point.
So, yeah, we're learning no matter whether we like the outcome of it or not. We're learning from it. So, all right.
All
How are we
about
doing on time? We're doing okay. I think we can at least get one more in. So, amazing, beautiful goddess, cosmic queen from up above. What do we have?
she's really laying it on thick.
I have it. It might be the
She
last time I
is.
get to call on her today.
Goddess Tiffany. Exclamation point. How can we best connect with our cosmic families right now? Is this a good time to do so?
Anytime's a good time to do
I
so.
was gonna say all the time. Do
Anytime.
it. Do
Yeah.
it. Yeah. What's the best way to connect with them?
So many ways, but just get quiet. Not everybody's meditators, but if you just get yourself in a quiet place, I think that's, however that works for you.
Yeah.
You have a session,
A
you can
session is a great way. Yeah, that's going to take you right
finding
there.
people because that's going to start triggering memories, or you'll have attractions. I had a question earlier today that was like, what is this about? I have this attraction, like I've known somebody for all my life with a complete stranger. I've never met them before. What is that about? That's what this is. It's like you
Yeah.
meet people that, and then you do that by going to places with like-minded people. You're very likely to encounter people from your cosmic family or your soul tribe, or what do you want to call them? The soul family.
Yeah. I remember a time when I was looking for this whole tribe and felt kind of like odd man out, and all the things that people feel when they're going through their awakening and nobody around them understands them anymore. You're talking weird woo-woo things and or trying not to when they're talking weather, and it's like and now, like I can't think of anywhere that I go that I can't talk about my woo-woo stuff and my work and share that stuff. Even my family gatherings, as if somebody asks me, we're just talking wide open about it. So it is shifting. And as far as like our cosmic connections with people, with our loved ones, with our benevolent star being families and all of that, they're with us all the time. Just ask them to show you demonstrations that they're around and meditations, just set some intentions, take some courses even. Could be good.
Yeah, the intentions, that's a huge thing. Like you're saying, ask for it. Just set the intention. I will find people from my soul family and my cosmic, whatever you were calling them, cosmic family. Anyway, all that. See, that's you're putting that beam out there. You want that
Yeah.
resonance. All of that does it. Your intent is always ahead of you.
Absolutely. It's powerful. Yeah. Well, and start and end with the same thing. The most powerful tool you have is your mind, and
That's
it'll
right.
take you everywhere. It's beautiful. So.
Yeah, I want to add one little caveat or one little thing to that. It's your mind. Your mind is what's creating the thoughts, is what's doing everything, but your beliefs is what everything goes through. So that's where you want to see what your beliefs are, because that's what's shading things. So if you're having experiences that don't feel like that is what you were asking for, then look at your belief system, because that's what's affecting it. It's coming
Yeah.
through. If you don't believe you deserve XYZ, then you won't get XYZ. You'll get QRT or something. So you want to look at what your belief system is around what you're asking for.
It. Okay. We're going on a cruise in June. If you guys would
Oh.
like to join us, please come to my website,
That one
tracymahan.com.
you can do. Go to her website.
I was going to say, wait, I can't send them there. Go to tracymahan.com and look for Iceland Cruise. It's a 10-day cruise. Julia, myself, Trina, and Tiffany, we will all be there. We're going to have 3 days of workshops, and it's a 10-day cruise with seven different port stops. It's going to be pretty amazing. Check it out. We still have a few spots left, so come join us. And anything and all things QHHT.
QHHTofficial.com. And we have a retreat coming up in Asheville, North Carolina, in May. And then also another one like in October, but we don't have it solidified yet. So it will be on the site as soon as we do.
Well, I can't wait to find out more about that too. All right. So we'll see you guys in Asheville, right? See you all in Asheville
How about Iceland?
and
Iceland would be great
Iceland.
too.
Asheville's first, then
Yeah.
everybody head on over to.
Exactly. And then come on over with us. We'll all go.
Yeah. Why not just keep hopping the next
Yeah,
thing?
see,
We'll do it.
we have, I think we have a minute. The reason, these are bucket list things. A lot of places we go, and like definitely this cruise, when this opportunity came up, is like, oh my gosh, that's someplace I've always wanted to go. So if that's something like that for you, come on, let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll be with, this is like-minded. This is our soul family here. We do it on.
And we're wrapping it up.
We
Okay.
are. Anyway,
Thank you,
all that
everybody,
talk.
for being here. Thank you to the new listeners. I saw a couple pop on there.
Cool.
Thank you for being here. Thank you, Tiffany, for
Yeah,
being our
thank
angel in the
you.
sky.
Thank
Yay.
you for
Thank
having
you, Julia.
Thank you, Tracy.
Everyone.
Good night, John Boy.
No kidding.